Baylor Romney kind enough to carve out a few moments for us. And Baylor, I mean, look, it's a big offseason for you. I know that there's a lot on the line for you and quite a battle on your hands. But just talk us through spring and what that was like for you and what your summer's been like so far.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a big offseason for me for the past 3 years, so it's really nothing new. But, I mean, just taking care of my body the best I can, getting in the best shape I can possibly get, and building chemistry with all my teammates. I feel like I had a really good spring, some really good building blocks there to really spring us through the offseason workouts and lead us up to fall camp.
What's the message been like from Kalani and A-Rod to that room in terms of the competition and what's expected of you guys going into fall?
Compete every single day, yeah.
You know, I was just talking to Jacob, you know, and for those of us schlubs out there that we've never had a chance to compete at this level or play at this level, I got to imagine there's a high – I mean, you guys are in the trenches. There's a high level of friendship, I got to imagine, and you want to support each other, but you also want the job, you know. So how does that work and the dynamics of that room?
Definitely. I mean, it's a good dynamic. We all have good relationships with each other. We know that once we're on the field taking reps that it's serious. We all treat it that way. And really how I approach it is control what I can control.
Yeah.
And really you can't take days off because the other two guys will jump ahead of you. So really for me it's just been getting into a routine, doing what I can each and every day to better myself, take care of my body, and just really that staying routine. And
just kind of take care
off
of what you can control.
Exactly. Control the controllables.
You know, I think the one thing that I remember a lot of us, you know, in regards to you and what you were able to do a couple of years ago, I mean, going to Boise is not an easy thing, or playing Boise State's not an easy thing, and lining up against that squad, and I believe they were undefeated at the time, were they not?
They were, yep.
And getting that W, kind of take us back to that. I mean, that was a high point where, I'm not going to lie, a lot of us on the outside looking in were a little nervous about, you know, here's a kid that we haven't seen much out of. We haven't seen him, and you performed brilliantly in that game. Kind of take us back through that.
Yeah, definitely. I always knew my opportunity would come, and it was just preparing for that moment, and that happened to be against Boise State that year. And it was definitely, I mean, looking from the outside in, like you were saying, it probably was scary, first-string quarterback that year. But I've been confident in myself for a while, even though a lot of people haven't really had confidence in me. And just my teammates always believed in me, and that belief has grown ever since that Boise State game.
Where does that confidence come from? Is that you're born with it? Is it mom and dad
definitely,
at a young age, or what?
Definitely not born with it. It's something that's come over repetition, over years of hard work, and just working to where I'm at.
Talk us about your upbringing. What kind of led you to become the competitor you are now?
I think a lot of it had to do with playing basketball as a young kid. And my dad also instilled a lot of competitiveness in me and my brothers. A lot of it started in the backyard with me, Gunner, and our youngest brother, Tate, just playing whatever it was, tackle football by ourselves, basketball by ourselves. And it was always winning was everything.
Yeah.
If you lost, I mean, that hurt in the backyard. So that's really carried over and instilled this competitiveness to win in everything that I do over the years.
So I got to imagine Turkey Bowl growing up was a fierce thing.
It was pretty fierce.
What's it like playing with your brother?
It's really cool. We never got the opportunity to play together in high school. So to be able to do that in the college level, share a locker room, share workouts and extra work and stuff has been really cool, and it's really grown our relationship.
What are your expectations for this team this year?
To win.
Yeah. Because, you know, I know, and this is, I'll just deliver this message from the outside.
Yep.
Because, again, there's a lot of talking heads out there that run their mouth and, frankly, probably don't know a lot of what they're talking about. But they'll say, okay, well, you won a bunch of games last year, but the level of competition may not have been high. This year, you ramp up to 7 P5s. But getting the sense and talking to you and some of the other guys today, you're fired up about that. You want that opportunity, correct?
Yeah, we love the challenge. We love the schedule that we have in place. And a lot of what we're thinking comes from the inside. If we believe in ourselves as teammates, as coaches, administration, then we believe we can accomplish a lot this year.
A-Rod takes over a bigger role as pretty much the leader of this offense. What's your relationship like with him, and do you anticipate any changes, or is it pretty much full speed ahead with what you guys have done in the past?
Yeah, so this will be our fourth year together, so we've gotten pretty close over the years, and I have no doubt in my mind we won't skip a beat with A-Rod as the OC.
talk about your offensive line. You lose a few guys, but you also bring back what I got to imagine is a quarterback, a great safety blanket in James Eppe. What do you expect about those guys up front?
Yeah, it was a relief hearing that James was going to come back. He's a big part of that offense. He knows what he's doing, very experienced. And, I mean, all those guys that are up front, a lot of them started in games last year, even the year before. So there's a lot of experience. I mean, we did lose some guys. It was, some really good players that ended up getting picked up by NFL teams. But there's a lot of experience at the O-line, and, I mean, I love those guys. Those guys are dogs.
Well, and there's a lot of responsibility on those guys, too. I mean, Empey is not only just a great center, but kind of anchors that offensive line and makes a ton of calls. But it also is a nice safety blanket when you've got a running back like Tyler Algier behind you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What has made him, I mean, that last season was so good for him with the 1,000-yard season. Did you see that coming, and what do you expect out of him this year?
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember when he first came in. He was a walk-on. We were on the scout team together. He was this quiet, shy kid that really just hadn't gotten out of his shell. And I think during the 2019 season, he played some linebacker. He played some running back. And I think that season really slingshotted him forward. And now I saw it coming. A lot of people didn't, but he's that good. He's been that good.
It's got to be fun, too, with a guy that you're in the trenches with and, you know, not getting a lot of reps and not getting a lot of opportunities playing the scout team to have that kind of success. I got to imagine there's a lot of pride there, too.
Yeah, definitely. And there's even some more guys on the offense that have gotten some playing time over the years and starting jobs that we started together on the scout team. So it's cool to start where we started and be where we are now.
Your tight end position, Isaac Rex, I think is obviously tremendous. Mason Wake has really kind of been the Swiss Army knife of this offense for a little bit as well. And then your receiving core with the Nacua brothers coming into you're not without weapons on this team.
No, I mean, we're deep at every single skill position this year. And, I mean, that takes a lot of stress off the quarterback position, which is great. We're deep at a lot of those positions, and there's a lot of guys that can play.
So do you take it as a quarterback a lot of responsibility on yourself when coaches aren't allowed to be involved in a lot of summer to organize workouts, to organize where you need to be, when you need to be there? Do you take on a lot of that responsibility?
Yeah, definitely. And that comes with organizing player-run practices, getting throw-in sessions together, and just really making sure that guys are getting their extra work in, watching their film, running their routes. And a lot of that has to come from the quarterback position.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's been a fun catching up with you, man. Congratulations on last year. Looking forward to this year, and should be a fun one for sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Baylor Romney, kind enough to join us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.